Well, during last week's Commodity Classic in Tampa, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack had trade on his mind as he discussed the big win of finally resolving the Mexican trucking dispute.
That's going to be a great opportunity for us to remove the tariffs that Mexico has assessed against our 99 agricultural products. It's going to open up more trade opportunities for us.
But that wasn't the only trade deal Vilsack was touting, as the administration is also planning to present the newly configured Korean Free Trade Agreement to Congress in the next few weeks. And under the agreement,
60% of the items that we currently trade to Korea are corn, soybeans for crush, cotton, cherries, orange juice, grape juice, whey, all of those products and others will be duty-free. The other 40% of that which we trade will have their tariffs and duties reduced over a period of time.
Vilsack added that the passage of the Korean Free Trade Agreement could ease the way for congressional approval of other agreements with other nations. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.